Well, hello everybody and welcome to today's Success Circle Business Accelerator call. I want to welcome any new members and of course always existing members, welcome to today's call. For those of you that are brand new, I want to let you know that the Business Accelerator call happens every second Tuesday of the month. And the purpose of these calls is to provide you high content accelerated business growth strategies. And we usually dive deeper into one of the three steps in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, either mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing and monetizing your business, or executing your business blueprint. And the Q&A calls happen every fourth Tuesday of the month, also at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So welcome, I'm so glad that you're here. Before I get into today's call, I want to, as promised, let you know of a special gift that I'm sending to all of you in the Success Circle. Likely it's going to be sent around December 17th, and I'm so excited. I hope you like it. But I promised that I would also give you another hint on today's call about what that's all about. So I'll give you the hint. And the hint is, it's very practical. So I'm sure if you're listening live, you're wondering, what is it? But if you are listening to the recording, you will have already probably received the gift. So enjoy it, and it is just my gift to you as a thanks for being a valued Success Circle member. And speaking of which, I am just really thrilled about the changes that are coming in 2013. And those changes to the Success Circle include just having world-renowned special guests, best-selling authors, thought leaders, and experts who are going to share their strategies. And each one of those strategies and guests come on the Success Circle calls because they complement one of the three steps and take the Entrepreneurial Edge system that much further. So on those calls, and some of them are going to be webinars, by the way, you're going to learn how to master your influence, how to be a highly paid expert in your field of work. We're going to have topics on how to be Googlicious so that people find you. So we're going to dive deeper into that systematizing and monetizing step. We're going to show you how to get leads out of thin air and unlock those money blocks. So that's a great one for those of you that are really trying to master that inner entrepreneur of yours. And, you know, that's just a small taste of experts that I have lined up that have already committed to coming on and teaching their line of work. And we're going to also have how to rock it out with direct mail strategies that work, how to get free TV media for your business, how to maximize things like Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Pinterest. So the bottom line is we're going to have a lot of fun in 2013 together while building that profitable business that you love. So lots more access and surprises that I will also announce at my Wake Up Profitable Intensive in April as well. So stay tuned. It's all exciting, and it's all to help you grow your business. So as always, I love referrals, so if you know any business owners that could really use the Success Circle, please do refer them. And if you're an affiliate, make sure you use your affiliate code to do that. Let's see. Are there any other announcements that we have? Yes, the upcoming webinar that's coming up this Thursday, December 13th, how to get all the clients you need automatically. Just looking so forward to that. And that's going to have seven strategies in it. And I know that you're going to love it. And, of course, you can register on my site under virtual events at accelerateassociates.com. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com, and we will answer your questions on the next Q&A call, which is the fourth Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So what's this call all about? Well, it's Supercharge 2013 with goals that grow your influence, your income, and your impact. And, you know, over and over I hear small business owners, they really want to grow their business. They want to make more money. They want to work with more clients. Yet, I often see many of them overwhelmed because of all the stuff that needs to be done, and you get sidetracked from all those revenue-generating activities, or maybe you spend your time, very busy time, prospecting and collecting that laundry list of unfinished projects, or maybe you're frustrated with how quickly another year passes and you haven't achieved your revenue goals yet. Well, if that sounds like you, it could be that you haven't developed your business blueprint, which really acts as your own GPS system. And in fact, in the wide majority of cases, you don't even realize that by not having a business blueprint and or not following it is really costing you in sales and actually denying somebody the opportunity to work with you because of the solution that you provide. So on this call today, this call is going to be for you. If you have a lot of those disconnected pieces and really need to bring them together in that cohesive, integrated map, all right, a map that gets you clients right away. We're also going to talk about, you know, if you've procrastinated and if you've procrastinated in sitting down and writing out your goals, and yet deep inside you know that you have it in you to make a bigger impact in your area of genius. This call is also for you if you really desperately want to grow your business and know that you need that 12-month plan to achieve your stretch goals. So today you're going to discover really the number one misperception about goal setting and how this misperception can prevent you from reaching your goals and exactly what you can do about it starting today. I'll also share with you how the SMART formula, S-M-A-R-T, SMART formula, is consistently misapplied, and also the missing component that really puts your goal setting on fast forward and why that's so important. And I'll also share with you the top six questions in your business blueprint formula that becomes that GPS of yours, that global positioning system to achieve your goals every time. You know, there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and not asking yourself, I wonder what I'm going to do today to market my business. Rather, wake up in the morning, one, profitable, wake up profitable, and number two, saying, you know what, I'm going to do this, this, and this today so that I can wake up profitable tomorrow as well. So that is a really key about growing your influence, your impact, and your income in 2013. So let's, without further ado, let's get started. And I know some of you are still coming on the call, so welcome to the Success Circle if you're just getting started. This is Lisa Menini, and we're going to get into the content of today's call. You know, a lot of you are feeling that overwhelm, you know, with the holidays, you're getting sidetracked and you know, and it's a good time of the year to kind of relax and let loose a little bit, but some of you may still have that laundry list of unfinished projects and, you know, kind of frustrated by, oh my gosh, another year has passed, and it really does go by fast, doesn't it? but if you really want to have a different year next year and grow that influence and grow that impact and grow that income, you want to have that business blueprint, all right? You don't want to wake up on January 1st wondering what you're going to do. You want to wake up every morning knowing and not guessing where you need to network. Know because you're clear. You're clear about your preferred client. You're not wondering who you should be strategically getting to know to grow your influence and your impact. Now, my Success Circle clients, those who have already reached their six-figure business and are working on their multiple six-figure and million-dollar blueprints, are there because each year they set aside a specific time to get really clear about the following year. And in fact, many of them have three-year plans. And, you know, it's funny, I received an email the other day from one of my guests that I'm going to have on the call, on the Business Accelerator call in 2013, and he said, you know, I'm impressed again. You know how to plan in advance, because I asked him, I think it was about the end of the year, it was the last quarter of the year in 2013, to speak to my success circle, you guys. And so he was just remarking at, you know, you're already planning for next year. Well, you know, that's always been one of the reasons why people work with me, is because I am that planner. I do look forward and look at that vision. And, you know, it's really interesting, as I work with people that were former corporate people, you know, that's what you did. You know, you planned out. And it's okay to plan that out. You know, there are times where your blueprint may change because things took longer than it had to. And that's what happens when you work in a corporate environment too, right? Things change. But a lot of them don't transfer that same skill into their own business. It becomes very haphazard. But to build that profitable business that you love, that is really critically important, is to have that plan, have that vision of what you want to create. So, you know, I would not have surpassed my goal of expanding my business to over 11 countries had I not had that specific number, that specific metric. And today, you're going to learn what I do and what my clients do each year. But if, you know, but if you just listen to this, if you just listen to this CD and you tuck it back in, you know, into your car and you listen without doing anything about it, it won't work. It's kind of the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over and expect different results. Same thing here. This session requires your implementation. And if you're implementing your blueprint each year, you're going to see that momentum and you'll see how far you've come in just 12 months. But for many entrepreneurs, though, it's really difficult to make assessments about how good their year is because they haven't set objectives that are specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, relevant, and time-sensitive. Yet these are really critical areas for effective business goal setting, for your own motivation, and also for your evaluation of how did all the things that I was involved in, all my activities, all my tactics, how did it line up, so that you can evaluate it at the end of the year and make wise investments from year to year. You know, do I want to reinvest in this networking group? Am I getting my ideal clients? Did I give it enough time? You'll be able to make more intelligent decisions. But the number one major misperception about goal setting, and actually the misperception that can really prevent you from reaching your goals, is that people interchange goals and objectives. But in the context of goal setting, there's an important, both an important and a practical distinction. Because after you set those important goals, you move then to setting objectives. Because the purpose of an objective is to serve those goals. So goals, and they refer to them as BHAGs, you know, the big, hairy, audacious goals, you know, they do that for a reason. They, you know, a lot of people who teach goal setting say that for a reason, right? Who's they? I love that. They say. So it's called that for a reason. Because goals are more broad, general, intangible, and abstract. Goals are more broad, general, intangible, and abstract, for those of you that are taking notes. Objectives, however, are more narrow. They're precise. They're tangible. They are concrete. All right? And so As you look at your goals, you're going to look at them more like a, if you're using the GPS analogies, you know, looking at a goal is like, you know, they're more broad and sweeping, like, okay, we're going to go up north for a vacation, all right? So how do you know you're heading north? Well, you've got the signs, you've got the gas mileage, you know your gas mileage, those are metrics. Metrics on your dashboard. How long is it going to take us there? That's a potential metric. But an objective says how, what would complement that goal? So if you're saying, I'm going to go up north to have the greatest vacation, okay? So you're going up north to have the greatest vacation. That's your goal. That's the destination. That's what we want to achieve. We want to be able to have a really wonderful vacation. So what's your objective to get there, or objectives to get there? Well, one objective might be that you want to get to halfway mark by noon. You want to get to the halfway mark by noon, by a certain time. See, now that objective is more specific. Now drill down further, and now you have your action items or action plans. So what's the thing you need to do? Well, first, I need to pack. You need to pack your clothes. Second, you might need to check the weather. Third action item, I might need to make sure I got gas in the car. And then you identify certain dates for that, that you're going to get those done. Maybe it's the same day. So you see how now your action items complement your objective, and your objective complements your overall goal. But a lot of times we're stuck in the activity, the action steps, without saying, why are we doing what we're doing? Yet it is a critical piece of creating that business blueprint. And I'll also go through later on the 6 questions to ask yourself to make sure that your everything is in alignment. By everything, I mean your vision, your mission, your purpose, your action items, your goals, your objectives, your action plans. So that those are, but I want to explain the difference between a goal and objective, and why that's important, and how it gets misapplied is many people say, well, I want a 5-figure business this year or this month, or I want a 6-figure or 7-figure business. And yet they're also forgetting, well, how are you going to get there? So at the end of the year, if you want to be 6 figures, then work backwards, all right? So each month, each quarter, what's your objective? Or each 6 months, for 6 months, what's your objective? In 6 months, I will have this. Some of you, it's going to be monthly goals. You know, I need to have 5 new clients in this program, or 6 new clients in that program, or I need to do so many, you know, workshops to do that. But it's really nice to have that big, hot, hairy, audacious goal of a 6 or 7 figure business, but how are you going to achieve it along the way during that year? And when you map it out, when you say, this is what I need to do, oh, okay, and this is when I need to do it, now it becomes much more planned, and it becomes much more achievable, because you're saying, oh, this is what I need to do. For some of you, that might be actually a 2-year plan, because you're saying, I can't possibly get it all done. For others, you're going to say, wait a minute, in order to get this all done, I need to delegate. I need to shift the way that I work. I need a scalable business model. And that's why we also have the laser coaching calls, or, you know, maybe you need a one-on-one strategy session to do that. You don't have to do that alone. Those are some of the things, though, you need to think about as you're creating your business blueprint and thinking through those goals and objectives. So remember the 6 intention. Oh, and I also want to point out is one of the key things, too, in developing goals is you want to make sure you have the 4 filters, or run them through 4 filters. Internal, external, financial, and developmental filters. And what that simply means is internal. Do I have a goal that is looking at my own growth and development internally. Externally, how am I marketing? Do I have a goal in mind that I'm, you know, growing my influence externally or my impact? Do I have a financial goal? Do I have a developmental goal? What do I need to develop, not only in my business, or maybe what I need to develop personally? And those are just filters to run things, your goals through. The other piece on the SMART formula is, you know, oftentimes you see SMART is making sure your objectives are specific, measurable, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have a time frame. So every time you create an objective, make sure it meets that SMART formula. But one key ingredient that is often missing is that harmonious one. So I like to call it the SMART model. Specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, and has a time frame. And why is that the harmonious piece? I've often said that when you can do work that's in alignment with who you are, it's not work. And a key piece of that is also developing the lifestyle that you want to live. So if you're creating a scalable business and a profitable business, and yet you say, you know, I want to really work, I want to have a lifestyle and freedom with my family, and yet you're not creating that, then it's going to be consistently off in terms of your motivation because you don't have that harmony. While you may be making a lot of money, you don't have that harmony. So what do you need to do to have both? And both is possible, but sometimes you need to shift the way that you work or look at a different business model or the different product and services offerings or shifting that in creating more systems in your business. But asking yourself that harmony piece when you're developing your objectives is really critical. Also, depending on when you're, you know, if you're just getting started, you may have a lot of things on your plate that first year, those foundational things that you need to get done or employ somebody to do them or contract somebody to do them. And so you may look at a two-year plan because things sometimes take longer than you anticipate. So, but again, just asking yourself that question, giving yourself some downtime to go through this can really help you with growing your influence, growing your impact, and growing your income over the course of the next year. Each year I really take stock in, okay, what's next? What do I need to do? What do I need to bump up a little bit so that I can achieve what I set out to achieve? And so who do I need to meet to grow my influence? You know, who are the big players that can help refer me to other people that have big networks? So again, it prompts you to think at a much different level about where you're spending your time in your strategy to getting where you want to be. So whether you have your objectives or maybe you need to create them, I want to also give you the 6 intentional steps to effective objective setting. So when you look at an objective, a specific objective has a much greater chance at being accomplished than a general one. So when you're setting your objectives, after you've set your goals, now you're setting your objectives, you want to make sure that the objective is specific. So when creating that objective, use the what, where, and why to craft it. For example, so if your goal is to plan on continued growth, a general objective would be get new clients, right? That'd be a general objective. But a specific objective has more power to support your overall goal. So your objective then to support the goal is get 5 new prospects a week and secure 12 new clients a month. You see, that objective is tied to the overall goal and is specific to create action around it. So ask yourself, how would getting 5 new prospects a week and securing 12 new clients a month tie into your revenue goal? And adjust those objectives accordingly. Number 2, and this is the missing component, is your objective harmonious? Harmonious objectives have an increased chance in being developed than ones that aren't. So when you build a house and your blueprints are drawn, you know, first you got the platform, then the cement is poured, but the cement needs to cure, right? That cement needs to cure before the rest of the framing is built. There's a process, there's a harmony for each stage to work together. And creating objectives are much like building that house. And when they're harmonious, you build a better house in half the time because you know exactly and precisely when things are going to be implemented, and you are designing them to complement one another. And, you know, a lot of business owners really struggle with achieving their goals and their objectives. Why? Because they just simply haven't reviewed them against that harmony test. So be sure that objectives are harmonious to what you want in life in general, why you're doing what you're doing. And, you know, you can get into that performance mode and forget how to, you know, how those business goals are going to impact your personal goals. So take a step back and assess both your personal and professional goals to make sure that they're working in concert with one another. One of my clients hadn't done this before. She had a very... she was beginning her business, her marketing business, and she said, you know, it's really important for me to focus on some of these business goals, but I'm really, really interested in meeting someone. So I think she was in her early 40s, and she's like, for me, I've never been married. I want to be married. I want to be in a relationship with someone. So she put together, you know, based on what is the goal? I want to be in a relationship with someone. You know, I want to get married. Okay, what's your objective? What are you going to do? And then, you know, what are your action steps to get there? You know, there's a lot of, you know, you're going to go online. There's a lot of options for you. Are you going to go to every single wedding you're invited to? You know, what are some of those action items that you're going to do? So even on a personal level, what's important to you can be placed using the same infrastructure, the same process. Well, I would think it was about a year and a half later, she got engaged, and now she's happily married for, I think, 3 or 4 years now. But it all started with her saying, okay, what's my overall goal here? And what do I want to accomplish? And what's my objective? And not getting, you know, so tied up in some of the metrics because, you know, when we're talking about matters of the heart, sometimes things take a long time. Sometimes things take longer than you would anticipate. But it's amazing what does happen. And once you put that in writing and once you set it in motion, all right, so personally it can happen and professionally it helps to set that energy in motion. Now, number 3, one of the most important aspects to achieving your objective is to regularly measure the progress. So if it's measurable, then you can, you know, how do you know, first of all, it's measurable? Well, you ask yourself, how will I know when the objective is accomplished? How will I know? So develop smaller objectives maybe so that you can even create interim wins, you know, those small wins for yourself. But when you measure your objectives and how they're getting you closer to your goals, it gives you a clearer picture of your performance and it enables you to adjust your plans accordingly, which may happen, which is the beauty of a blueprint. Number 4, you want to identify objectives that are most important to you and how they can make become a reality for you. But first, you've got to assess whether or not they're attainable. So whether, you know, you've got to, do you have the skills? Do you have the abilities? Do you have the attitude? Do you have the mindset? Do you have the financial capacity to reach them? I often hear entrepreneurs say, well, I don't have the money to hire an assistant, but I know that I need one. And, they look at this, I don't have enough to hire somebody at 40 hours. Well, it doesn't have to be 40 hours. What's attainable? Well, maybe 1 hour a week, 20 hours a day. See, the more that you do things yourself, you become that bottleneck. And just 1 hour a week gives you 4 hours a month to delegate so that you can spend that time that you freed up on the revenue-generating activities, working with your clients, marketing your business. So, again, those are different ways to think about how to make an objective attainable. But first, again, do you have the skills? Do you have the abilities? Do you have the attitude, the mindset, and the financial capacity to reach them? So you may need to get additional education, coaching, mentorship, and utilize your resources. Many of those resources are available in the resources Rolodex of your Entrepreneurial Edge implementation program or, of course, if you attended the live event. Number five, an objective can be both high and realistic. Can be high and realistic, only you're the only one who can decide that, right? So be sure that objectives are realistic for yourself, are relevant, and also presents substantial progress and is aligned to the overall goals for your business. I also want to point out here that, for those of you that are naturally hardwired for that high sense of urgency, those of you that are impatient, you know who you are. By your nature, you're going to often set up timelines that are unrealistic and also create undue pressure. Pressure that you put under yourself to perform, and you usually do, but remember, conduct that self-check, Ask other people that are going to be involved in your implementation program, in implementation plan, what needs to be considered and if those objectives are sensible, if they make absolute sense. Because you can only frustrate yourself if you're looking at your blueprint every day saying, oh my gosh, we're so far behind. Again, beauty of a blueprint is they can be changed because sometimes things do take longer. Unanticipated events will occur. But again, you adjust those timelines, boom, it's okay. But remember, just ask yourself, are they realistic? They may be stretching you, but are they realistic? And number six, your objective should also be anchored with a time frame. No sense of urgency if there's no time frame. It just doesn't get done. And so as some of my clients look at doing webinars or teleseminars or in-person workshops, well, when are you going to do it? Set a time. Set that time. 6 months down the line, set it. Because what happens is it starts getting action. It starts getting you closer to that. If you want more clients, when do you want them by? Some days not going to work. Fasten it with a time frame. I need 3 new clients by January 1st. Then you've set your unconscious mind into motion and begin working on it. And when you do that, you'll find that your objectives work in concert with your goals, and they will guide you to your desired vision. So let's go through some of the 6 questions in your business blueprint formula, again, that becomes your GPS to achieving your goals every time. Number one, am I aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? And you can, if you have your business blueprint in front of you, you can fill that out or if you're taking notes. So number one, am I aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? Am I aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? Now, for some of you, we've also gone through that mission, those conscious thoughts, and those belief systems that you're telling yourself every day. And if you're saying, I don't have, how can you change those belief systems? Because remember, your beliefs will determine your actions every time. So if you're focused on lack, lack you will find. This is a critical piece of the business blueprint. What you might want to say instead is, I have an abundance of clients coming from expected and unexpected sources. I have an abundance of clients coming from expected and unexpected sources. And say, you know, much better phrase than, I don't have enough clients. You know, I have an abundance of clients. They're coming. They're coming from expected and unexpected sources. I am closing on a high percentage of my clients. I'm closing on a high percentage of my clients. I'm masterful at closing. I'm masterful at closing. And again, finding that affirmation that works for you. Now, for some of you, and I noticed this, a lot of this is with a lot of my high dominant clients, but not exclusively. They will say, you know, why am I so successful? You know, they can't say necessarily, I am successful, because they don't feel that way, but they can say, why am I so successful? Why do my clients just love me? And so they turn it into a why, and the reason that, from an energetic standpoint, from mastering your inner entrepreneur standpoint, it just shifts the energy. And for those of you that believe in the universe, it's just, you know, the cosmic alignment is saying, oh, why do your clients love you? And it brings about a solution for that. So that's kind of the meaning behind it. But whatever works for you, what are those self-fulfilling, those affirmations that you're using every day? Because that will in and of itself shift your direction. So, again, number one, am I aligned in purpose, vision, mission, thought, conscious thought, your belief systems? Number two, am I working with my preferred client? Am I working with my preferred client? And most importantly, am I hanging out where I will, number one, be introduced, am I getting in front of those referral partners that will help introduce me to those people, number one? Or number two, am I networking with my ideal clients, people that will become my clients? You know, so for many of you, you join professional associations, and that's great to increase that knowledge. However, you would never get a client there. So think about that for a minute. Think about, you know, your preferred client, where they're hanging out. You know, do you know their titles, their demographics, their geographics, their psychographics? And what, most importantly, do you uniquely provide that will meet their needs, those ideal clients? So why are they attracted to you? Because each one of you has something very, very unique. Why do people work with me? Because I'm all about the systems, you know, time and time. I mean, a week doesn't go by where I have a coaching call that people will say, oh my gosh, you know, you helped me look at the connections between everything I was doing. Oh my gosh, you helped me with my sales flow, you know, my product and services model, my signature talk. You know, those are because I look at how you are uniquely hardwired, what makes you very unique, and how that transcends and is integrated into your business and your marketing messages. That's why people work with me. So you have that special it and the reason why people work with you. What have they said to you? What's some of that feedback? And then go into the places where they hang out. Now, sometimes that might be trial and error. I've been on several groups online, and I thought that they were my ideal clients. And what I find out is, you know, in some of them, you know, they posted, you know, really snarky comments. And I thought, you know what? This is not a group I want to belong to. Why? because I don't want to attract snarky people. I attract high-achieving entrepreneurs, ones that are open to new ideas, ones that want to up-level their business each year, ones that want to do work that's in alignment with who they are and build a profitable business they love. That's in my marketing. So what do you uniquely provide, and why are people, your preferred clients, attracted to you? Critical piece. So, and are you working with your preferred clients? Big question. Number three, does my marketing mix reflect where I can find my preferred client? Does your marketing mix? I touched on that in the previous question, but how do they find you? You know, I was sharing, I think, with my web developer, because I said, you know, my clients love receiving the CDs in the mail of these calls. He goes, well, really? Why wouldn't they, you know, want to download it to their iPod? I said, okay, most of my clients are in their 40s and 50s. And he's like, oh, okay, I got it. You really got to know what the demographics of your client is and what their preferences are so that you can deliver marketing and programs that help meet them where they're at, right, because you want them to find you. So which social media site are they on, if they are? You know, if not, what magazine are they on or read? What e-marketing blogs do they read? What toys do they buy? You know, if you're going after the affluent, they do a lot of philanthropy work. Are you hanging out there? Do they like teleseminars or do they prefer webinars? Are you speaking? If you're speaking as part of your marketing mix, are you speaking in front of them? Are you getting in front of them? Or are you speaking anywhere where people will just let you speak? That's not productive, but how can you get in front of them? So is your marketing mix reflecting where you find your preferred client? Number four, is your business model in alignment with your vision and your hardwiring? Is it scalable? Is it scalable? Do you have leverage there? Are you offloading some of that administrative to someone else who can do that? So what are your product and services model? Can your systems be refined so that you can leverage your time further and work with many more people? Not many more people, many more of your preferred client. Is your process or system that you are offering and how they find you, is it consistent with their attributes, with their hardwiring that you're attracting? So is your business model in alignment with your vision and your hardwiring, and as well as what you need to accomplish or want to accomplish in growing your influence, in growing your impact, and in growing your income? Are your objectives SMART? Are your objectives SMART? We went over what the SMART is, but again, I'll go over it. Specific. Are they measurable? Are they harmonious? Are they measurable? Are they attainable, realistic, and have a time frame attached to them? And finally, the last question is, have I systematized my schedule and operations? So what does that mean? Well, if you said, I'm going to implement a keep in touch system because it's one of your action items by such and such a date, have you put that into your schedule? When does that go in? You know, if you say you want to reshift the way you work or shift the way you work and put all your clients on one day, or your business development day, or you're going to maximize your networking organization that you do belong to, So did you put all of their dates of their meetings on your calendar? Again, using that recurring feature, too, is really important. Are you starting that blog or that article marketing or the video marketing? If so, did it get put into your calendar? So those are some things to think about as you're implementing your business blueprint. So let me summarize. So number one, the number one misperception about goal setting is interchanging goals and objectives. They're different. Goals are more broad, general, intangible, and abstract. Objectives are going to be more narrow, precise, tangible, concrete, or SMART, specific, harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have a time frame. The six intentional steps to effective objective setting: specific objective has a greater chance at being accomplished than a general one. Harmonious objectives have an increased chance in being developed than ones that are not. One of the most important aspects of objectives is to measure them. When you identify objectives that are most important to you, you begin to figure out ways to make them a reality. So you make them attainable. Number five, an objective can be high and realistic, but it must be relevant. Number six, an objective should be anchored with a time frame. On the top six questions in your business blueprint formula, am I aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? Am I working with my preferred clients? Does my marketing mix reflect where I can find my preferred client or be introduced to one because I have a network that can introduce me to them? Is my business model in alignment with my vision and hardwiring? Are my objectives smart? Have I systematized my schedule and my operations? And I also just want to point out, too, is sometimes you get into a rut and you don't experience. This is about growing your influence and your impact. But sometimes when you're growing your business, you say, well, I'm networking, but you're networking in the same types of organizations. You don't extend and stretch yourself into new organizations. Or, you know, maybe you focused locally, but now you need to focus nationally or internationally. And so there are different types of organizations where you can invest your time, and many of them are online, you know, or they even meet at different destinations. But it's a bigger investment, because the bigger strides that you make in your business, or the bigger goals that you make in your business, and the more you achieve them, you're going to have to step it up the next level. So what's that next level to growing your influence, to growing your impact, and to growing your income? Because some of the groups that you're in now that you have on your marketing mix, you may have outgrown. And you need to develop new ones. So that may involve just either asking your social networks or going online to look, or even to network with somebody who you have found that has a broader network or a larger network, and you know that by looking maybe at their LinkedIn or Facebook, or you know, you can usually tell that, you know, what do they belong to? You know, what groups do they belong to? What networking organizations do they belong to? So think about that, too, as you're developing that business blueprint and those goals that grow your influence, your income, and your impact in 2013. So what does that look like for you? Also, just as a quick announcement too, in 2013, there is going to be a launch in the Success Circle. That is going to, I can't tell you everything right now, but I do want to let you know that I'm really excited about it, but it will make the business blueprint process even easier for you. And I know many of you, some of you have the 20-page blueprints. Others have a one-page blueprint. Trust me, the process that you're going to experience with the business blueprint will be, amazingly simple, and I'm really looking forward to launching it at the event in April. So, anyway, something to look forward to, but feel free to also email me your blueprints before your laser coaching calls, and I'm happy to go through those with you for your 2013 business blueprint. For those of you that also came in a little bit late, I do want to encourage you to sign up for, if you haven't already, the upcoming webinar happening on Thursday, December 13th at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it's how to get all the clients you need automatically, which is happening on Thursday, but you can register for it online in the virtual events. I think we covered all of this for today's call. If you have any questions, feel free to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com. And I look forward to seeing your goals and objectives to supercharge 2013. I've given you something to think about today and how you can supercharge your goals and your objectives in 2013. Thank you so much for coming on the call today. And until next time, create a great life. Bye now.